I'm Dr. Adrian Charlton, and I'm principal scientist at FERA. My job is quite varied, but I work on food authenticity issues as part of that. And in particular, I've got an interest in honey. As connected as we are to bee research at FERA, we also do a lot of food analysis, and there are particular issues around Manuka honey and fraud within the market.
Tell me about the fraud.
So, potentially, there's a lot more Manuka honey on the market than is actually produced. Manuka honey is a product that comes exclusively from New Zealand, and the figures for sales within the UK don't match the figures for export from New Zealand.
So what are they doing to it? How are they producing more than they could physically produce?
I think the answer is quite complicated, in as much as there are lots of different activities that could be going on. And what FERA are trying to do is to develop tests to be able to detect the different types of fraud that could occur within the marketplace. So one example is blending. So it's not illegal to blend honeys, it happens all the time, much as in the same way as we blend whiskey to make better products. Honey's blended all of the time. The problem is that Manuka honey is sold as something called a monofloral honey, and that means it's supposed to contain only nectar from one plant. So if it's blended with a different type of honey, you can actually extend the product, if you like. And at the moment, extending the product in that way will foil most of the tests that we have available. However, recently we've developed some new tests at FERA which are able to detect this type of fraud.
And why are people doing this? Why is Manuka honey so sought after?
Well, Manuka honey is incredibly expensive and been associated with health benefits. I mean, these have not been proven, but that's what people perceive Manuka honey to have. And there's been a lot of celebrity promotions in there as well. So Scarlett Johansson, Novak Djokovic have all come out and said that this is a good product. So that's driven the price sky high. And because there's limited supply from New Zealand, that's compounded the issue. So like any type of premium product that attracts a premium price, there's always a temptation to pass off an inferior product as a premium one.
And so, directly, will your work help stop this?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been involved in undertaking work for various different companies and organisations. Most recently, we did some work for the UK Press. We did some work for the Sunday Times, for example, and the Daily Mail. And the articles that resulted from our testing actually had products removed from places like Harrods and Fortnum and Mason's because they were fooled into buying the wrong product from their suppliers. And it's our work that's helping to protect those sorts of organisations.
Thank you very much.